The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of July of 2025. And we start off with a message from the district governor. July is here, and I'm ready to be your district governor. In my last newsletter, I mentioned that I will promote transparency and sharing. Allow me to define what I mean by that statement. Transparency is defined as the quality of being easy to perceive or detect. You can be assured that I will always be honest and direct with you. I will offer you the best advice that my experience allows. If I do not have an answer for you, I'll do my very best to research an answer. Sharing is the ability to enjoy something with others. My hope is that we can share the experience of being a part of the greatest service organization in the world together. As I share with you my experiences of being a lion, please reciprocate by telling me your stories. The Childhood Cancer Committee has been working hard on planning the fun run in Greenville, Brave Little Steps, on October 25th of 2025. Save that date. We'll be asking for your help. The grant paperwork has been submitted, and we are now looking for sponsors. Congratulations to the Beaufort LC for inducting five new members. In June, I had two busy and hot weeks serving our VIPs at Camp Dogwood. Work is being done on the directory, and it is now close to going to the printer. Thank you to all of you who have responded to me on your 2025-26 presidents and secretaries. Please remember to enter that information into the portal. PDG Mayor McLeod, our GET, is hard at work inspiring people to form two prospective new clubs, one in Eastover NC and one in the Fayetteville area. We're also trying to get a new club started in Washington, N.C. We have a district training schedule planned for the 2025-26 year. See the schedule in this newsletter. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a lion easier because you will be more confident performing your job and in turn will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. If you have questions, need help, or have suggestions for me that will improve my performance as your district governor, please contact me. I would love to visit your club. And that's from Lion Jean Getz, 414-640-5953, or email GGOETZ00@gmail.com. Here's a notice about the 2025-26 Global Service Project. That would be childhood cancer. Lions from District 31N and S have been working hard to preparing for their council's 2025-26 Global Service Project. The plan is to raise grant funds to provide equipment and software to improve the diversion room at ECU Health in Greenville. The proposed LCIF grant will be for $20,000, but half of that amount will be raised by Lions. Don't miss the childhood cancer table at the Midwinter Convention. Let's see, that's already happened, so I think I'll skip that paragraph if you don't mind. Childhood cancer is not something that is given to kids because they are strong enough to handle it. It's not just happy kids with sweet, shiny, bald heads and brave smiles. It's scary. It's dark. It steals our children's childhood, our family's joy and peace. It can ruin families and lives. It marks us for life. It is one of the most stressful, heart-wrenching conditions in the world. That's from your district governor, Gene Getz. Here's an announcement to save the date. Brave Little Steps Fun Run on Saturday, October 25th, 2025. Through the Brave Little Steps Fun Run, the Lions of North Carolina hope to increase awareness of childhood cancer and the devastating effect it has on families with young children. Funds raised from the run will be used to augment a $20,000 grant from Lions International Foundation to the James and Connie Children's Hospital in Greenville. The grant will allow the hospital to add diversion equipment to various locations throughout the hospital. This diversion equipment and software will ensure all patients, no matter the age, have something to distract them during procedures. More information on how clubs can help will be sent out closer to the event day. That is from your Childhood Cancer Committee, Gene Getz, Joe Poth, D'Angelo Jackson, Marilyn Jackson, Dwayne Turner from District S, and Becky Burt from District S. A flyer about the District 31N Awards and Installation Banquet, and that will be held Saturday, July 26th, 2025, at 2 p.m. at the Country Squire Restaurant, 748 North Carolina Highway 24 Business and North Carolina 50 in Warsaw, North Carolina. A special speaker will be there, PJD Harvey Whitley. Use the form below to RSVP by July 7th to Lion Betty Shingleton. The bar opens at 1 p.m. If you would like a wine tasting at your own expense, please indicate below. Send $35 per person and registration form below to Lion Betty Shingleton, 214 Jesse T. Bryan Road in Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. Her email is emilysgigi2015@gmail.com. Dinner will be chicken supreme. There's also a vegetarian option, and this is from IP DG Anna Elliott and DG Gene Getz. Here's a page that has an illustration of a man with a lasso looking like he's going to capture a bull. And it says, Brighter Vision Goal, 2 years in a row, lassoing the bull. Brighter Visions. District 31N shines bright, surpasses Brighter Visions goal for second consecutive year. In a year filled with challenges and uncertainty, District 31N has once again proven that determination, compassion, and community spirit can achieve extraordinary things. We are thrilled to announce that we not only met our 2024-25 Brighter Visions fundraising goal of $90,000, but we exceeded it by $495, bringing our total to an inspiring $90,495. But that's not all. District 31N was the only district in the state to reach and surpass its Brighter Visions goal this year. This marks the second consecutive year we've exceeded our target, a testament to the unwavering dedication of our clubs, members, and supporters. What this means, Brighter Visions is more than just a fundraising campaign. It's a lifeline for individuals across North Carolina who benefit from the services provided by the North Carolina Lions Foundation. From vision screenings and mobile eye clinics to support for the visually impaired and disaster relief, every dollar raised helps bring light into someone's life. This achievement could not have been possible without the tireless efforts of our club members, the generosity of our communities, and the leadership of those who championed the cause throughout the year. Whether you organized a fundraiser, made a donation, or simply spread the word, you were a part of this success. It was a collective effort. And now looking ahead, exceeding our goal 2 years in a row is more than a milestone. It's a movement. It shows what's possible when we unite with purpose and passion. As we look to the future, let's carry this momentum forward and continue to set the standard for service and impact. To every Lion, volunteer, and supporter who made this possible, thank you. You've helped us prove that when we work together, we can truly make visions brighter. That's from Yours in Lionism, PDG Carly Metz, the Brighter Visions Chair. This from the North Carolina Lions Foundation. With deepest gratitude, a new chapter begins. As I begin my journey as the new executive director of the North Carolina Lions Foundation, I want to take a moment to reflect, express my heartfelt thanks, and share a vision for the road ahead. Serving alongside the incredible Lions of District 31N has been one of the greatest honors of my life. Your passion, resilience, and unwavering commitment to service have not only inspired me, they've prepared me for this next chapter. Together, we've accomplished remarkable things, and I carry those memories and lessons with me as I step into this new role. A district that leads by example. District 31N has always been a beacon of what's possible when service meets heart. This year, we didn't just meet our Brighter Visions goal, we exceeded it by raising $90,495 and becoming the only district in the state to do so. And we did it for the second year in a row. That's not just success, that's leadership. But our work doesn't stop there. As I take on this new responsibility, I'm keenly aware of the challenges we face and the opportunities they present. The road ahead, challenges we embrace. Brighter visions growth. As needs across our state grow, so must our efforts. We'll need to think creatively, engage new supporters, and deepen our impact to ensure Brighter Visions continues to be a lifeline for those who depend on it. Camp Dogwood Raffle. This vital fundraiser directly supports the ongoing maintenance and improvements at Camp Dogwood, a place that holds deep meaning for so many. From facility upgrades to accessibility enhancements, the raffle helps ensure the camp remains a safe, welcoming, and enriching environment for all who visit. Increasing participation and awareness will be key to sustaining this beloved retreat. Memorials and honorariums. These tributes are powerful ways to honor loved ones and support our mission. We aim to raise awareness about how meaningful and impactful these gifts can be, both emotionally and financially. Clinical eye research. Advancing eye health and treatment options is a cornerstone of our mission. We'll be exploring new partnerships and funding strategies to ensure North Carolina remains at the forefront of vision research and innovation. KidSight screenings and certifications. Our KidSight program continues to be one of the most impactful ways we serve children across North Carolina. Early detection of vision issues can change a child's life, and we are committed to expanding our reach. That means not only increasing the number of screenings we conduct, but also ensuring more lions are trained and certified to perform them. Together, we'll keep striving to improve the quality, consistency, and accessibility of this vital service. Thank you, District 31N, to every lion who gave their time, energy, and heart. Thank you. You've shown me what true service looks like. You've reminded me that leadership is not about titles, but about trust, teamwork, and tenacity. I may be stepping into a new role, but I will always be a proud member of this district. I look forward to working with all of you in new ways, building the foundation we've laid together, and continuing to serve with purpose and pride. With gratitude and lion-hearted determination, PDG Carly Metz, incoming Executive Director for the North Carolina Lions Foundation. This from the District 31N Marketing Coordinator. Let's all get excited about the ways we can market our clubs to our communities. After a few years of attending to various health issues, I am looking forward to working with everyone as our District Marketing Coordinator per DGE Gene. I feel there are many ways we can all do our part to promote interest in our communities and to the outstanding work we as Lions are doing every day in our communities. My goal is to visit each zone and have a roundtable discussion of marketing ideas that could work in your area. During my year as District Governor 16 to 17, we generated excitement and added 77 members and 3 clubs. We can do it together again. Are you with me? See you soon. That's from PDG Irwin Siegelwax, the District 31N Marketing Coordinator for 2025-26. Here is a flyer of the District 31N upcoming training sessions for monthly training. On Tuesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m., Zone Chair Training. Tuesday, August 26th, 7 p.m., Reporting Service Projects. Sunday, September 21st at 12 p.m., LCI Portal and Club Officer Training. Tuesday, October 7th at 7 p.m., Intro to Lions for New Members. Tuesday, November 18th, 7 p.m., Where Does the Money Go? Tuesday, December 16th at 7 p.m., Mission 1.5. Saturday, January 10th of 2026, 9 a.m., Club Officer Training. Tuesday, January 27th at 7 p.m., All About Leader Dog. Tuesday, February 24th, 7 p.m., LCIF Grants. Tuesday, March 24th at 7 p.m., LCI Global Causes Part 1. Saturday, April 11th at 9 a.m., Officer Leader Training. Saturday, May 16th at 7 p.m., LCI Global Causes Part 2. And finally, Tuesday, May 26th of 2026, 7 p.m., LCIF Grants. All dates are tentative and subject to change. You can RSVP to PDG D'Angelo Jackson at 910-747-5808 or email m5djack at yahoo.com. Here's a listing of some important dates. Data, knowledge, wisdom. Starting with awards and installation banquet on Saturday, July 26th of 2025 at the Country Squire Restaurant at 748 Business and NC 50 in Warsaw, North Carolina. Now for cabinet meetings. The first cabinet meeting following Brighter Vision kickoff on August 16th at LIB in Kinston, North Carolina. The second cabinet meeting will be October 25th. Third cabinet meeting, the Midwinter Convention in January of 2026 in Greenville, North Carolina. And the fourth cabinet meeting will be at the State Convention in April of 2026 in Greensboro, North Carolina. Here's your officer and leaders trainings. Sunday, September 21st of 2025 at 12 p.m., the LCI Portal and Club Officer Training. Saturday, January 10th of 2026 at 9 a.m., there will be Club Officer Training. And Saturday, April 11th of 2026 at 9 a.m., Officer Leader Training. All dates are tentative and subject to change. An announcement of the Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina. They will have a rubber duck race on Wednesday, September 10th, in Jungle Rapids in Wilmington, North Carolina. Proceeds from the duck sales will go towards purchase of a van for the Lions Cottage Boys. Lion Scott Stevenson will have duck sales tickets information soon. Here's an announcement about the New Bern and Twin Rivers Lions Club's charity golf tournament. Invite individuals or teams to play in their 14th annual charity golf tournament. The first 72 spots are guaranteed. It's a four-person Super Bowl format. Benefits the visually impaired in our community. This will be held September 13th of 2025. The rain date is to be determined. Tee time is 1 p.m. The entry fee, $75 per person and $300 per team. That fee includes greens fees and cart and lunch, prizes and refreshment cart. You may call Alan Yoder at 603-494-9356, Carlton Metz at 252-259-4140. The deadline to sign up is September 6th of 2025. Or you can also email newbernlionsclub@gmail.com. Okay, here's the second page about this charity golf tournament. The New Bern and Twin River Lions Club 14th Annual Charity Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 13th of 2025 at the Emerald Golf Club in New Bern, North Carolina. The New Bern and Twin River Lions Club will host their 14th annual charity golf tournament at the Emerald Golf Club on September 13th of 2025. The tournament supports eye exams, screenings, and assistance with eye surgery. Our proceeds are used to help fund visual services, support for needy recipients in New Bern and nearby communities in Craven County. We are asking for community support with donations of gifts, gift cards, and door prizes for players. We also seek key sponsors who will receive special recognition during the event. Sponsorship levels this year are Platinum, $500, provides an exclusive advertising banner on hole of choice, The Lions recognition plaque. put the company logo items in gift bag, golf for two, and the opportunity for on-site promotional opportunity. Gold, $300, provides a T sign advertising your business on one hole, a Lions recognition plaque, and putting the company logo items in a gift bag and golf for one. Then there's the silver level. It provides a T sign advertising your business on one hole and putting the company logo in the gift bag. Please make checks payable to the Twin River Lions Club and mail to Lion and Mets, 2001 Williamson Drive, New Bern, North Carolina, 28562. We thank you in advance for your support and hope you will join us for a day of fun and fellowship to help the visually impaired. And that's from Lion Alan Yoder, president of the New Bern Lions Club, and Lion Carlton Metz, president of the Twin River Lions Club. And the last page of the newsletter is a flyer advertising Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Their phone is 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. And below that, there is a graphic that announces now offering Lions Club apparel. This is from LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind, Inc., in Kinston. Their phone numbers are 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050. And accompanying that information is a graphic with the Lions International logo, and that is applied to a yellow baseball cap, a blue fleece vest, a blue T-shirt, a yellow golf shirt, and a blue, well, it looks like a rain jacket with some fleece lining. And that is the end of this Lion newsletter for District N of July 2025. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.